From the Godfather of Soul, the retired HBO Godfather himself, I'm talking about Mr. Larry Merchant. Larry, and how are you in the Godmama this morning, sir?
Well, we're looking out at what we used to call June swoon is now October swoon, which is everything is under the clouds.
Oh, well, you know, you never lived in San Francisco. We live in fog like probably 2-3 quarters of the year. No doubt about
well,
that.
Well, I'm not moving to San Francisco then.
Well, obviously, yeah, but it beats Philadelphia and Brooklyn.
I love San Francisco.
Okay, good one. Larry, we are 6 days away, from the boxing's pound-for-pound king, Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Saul Alvarez, that's his official name. Once beaten fighter, lost that decision when he was green as guacamole to Floyd Mayweather back in the day, like seems like a decade ago, probably. Anyway, bottom line, he's taking on undefeated Caleb Plant, an American with a title belt. What does Caleb bring to the dance besides the belt?
Would you repeat that?
I said, what does Caleb Plant bring to the dance with Canelo Alvarez besides his belt?
He's a pretty good-looking fighter.
Okay.
And I think it's obvious why Canelo picked him out, because the Brits love boxing the way people in the U.S. used to love boxing. And they're going to buy a lot of pay-per-views and make a lot of money. But at the same time, it's a, you know, he can't relax. It's not an easy opponent. It may not be the toughest, but you got to be on his game.
You know, back in the day, Riddick Bowe and Lennox Lewis screwed around, and they didn't have a fight they were supposed to have. I remember Lennox Lewis wanted to do something and ended up being knocked out by Oliver McCall, and then Riddick Bowe threw his title belt in the trash can in London, some publicity stunt put on by his manager, Rock Newman. Now, we had Anthony Joshua, who was in line to fight Tyson Fury for, like, all the money that you can put in an armored car, probably, and more. And then he says, well, you know, I got the Sky Sports contract still. I got one fight left on it. I want to get rid of it before I go to fight Tyson Fury for the big money. So I'm going to fight Oleg Usyk. And he gets beat. So his value just, like, goes down the drain. So what I'm trying to say is these guys don't bite at the apple when the apple's there, Larry. And now the apple's gone as far as Joshua and Fury's concerned.
Well, he saw a bigger apple down the road, a monstrous apple. So that was a calculation. That went wrong, but a legitimate calculation.
Okay. I couldn't find it about that. Now, Anthony Joshua, he's talking about he wanted to go to Eddie Reynoso, he wanted to go to different trainers, this and that. I'm of the opinion you can't make, I'll say this right, you can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit. So I'm not trying to say he's chicken spit. What I'm trying to say is, I don't think another trainer is really going to be the answer for a guy like Anthony Joshua. You think there would be some improvement, or that's a good move for him?
Well, psychologically, it may mean something to have a different pair of eyes and a different head to observe and try to treat the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, I don't know enough about the trainers, but it's not the first time that a fighter has fired a trainer and after a major loss. And to see if what happened in the loss was who he is, or were there still parts of him that could be better.
Okay. Raleigh Romero is supposed to take on Gervonta Davis. Raleigh Romero is an undefeated lad fighting out of Las Vegas for Al Haymon and his crew. I think Floyd Mayweather is his manager. But he's undefeated, and he's supposed to take on Gervonta Davis December 5th on Showtime pay-per-view. But now these women have come forward, several women have come forward and accused him of sexual assault. Unless he's convicted of a crime, should he be removed from that fight?
Well, I don't know any of the particulars. I don't know how far it's gone in the legal system. So I But, I don't know. My
question for you is, would criminal charges be enough to pull him out of the fight, to remove him from the fight?
Probably.
Okay. All right. I guess there's some type, I can't remember the word that's used when you're supposed to act really perfect within a contract. But the bottom line, I guess there's some contingency in his law, in his contract. If he's a bad character, they can cancel it. Is that what you see what I'm trying to say there?
Yeah. Look, if they think it will affect the gate, that people will be turned off, then they have that right. You know, in a lot of contracts, in the small print, it says in case of war, this could happen. In case of a typhoon, that could happen. So I don't know how their contracts read, but I think they ought to pull back and give it time to crystallize.
Looks like Dillian Whyte's going to be the next challenger for Tyson Fury, the world linear heavyweight champion. Of course, 31-0-1. The three fights with Deontay Wilder now in the rearview mirror, a draw and two wins inside the distance. Tyson Fury, Dillian Whyte. I don't know what's up with Dillian Whyte, but Barry Hearn has tried his hardest to get this guy a title fight no matter what. It's sort of like maybe he's got dirty pictures of Barry Hearn or something like that. I don't get it, but is Dillian Whyte something I should be excited about?
Probably not, but you know, Joe Louis famously fought the bums of the month between the big fights. And sometimes if a big fight doesn't make any sense, then you go down a level and just stay active and in front of people,
mm-hmm.
and make a high percentage of the money.
You know, speaking of Joe Louis, when I last saw him, of course, he was the Ollie Holmes debacle in, of course, October 1980. But in 1951, before he fought Marciano, got stopped in the eighth round, he went through seven guys. And so I was looking at the records. Okay, guys, was there anything left to Joe Louis, or was he just fortunate that the opposition was correct there with those seven guys?
Look, he could beat every man on the planet except Marciano at that stage of his career.
Wow. Okay. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to hear from you. He can beat every man on the planet outside of Marciano. Now, of course, Ryan Garcia has broken his hand. He's had some issues. The guy's had a rough year, no doubt about that. Raleigh Romero roughed him up in the gym. Back to Raleigh Romero, of course. Now, as far as the heavyweight division is concerned, Joshua and Fury removed those two guys. We really don't have any Americans knocking on the door, do we?
I haven't seen one. Have you?
No. I mean, I think Wilder. I think the door's been slammed shut on Deontay Wilder. You think so?
It's up to him. If he really wants to be a fighter, if he really wants to make more money, then he can find some heavyweights to beat and show his stuff, and then fight one of the elite guys, if that's his goal. If he just wants to look in the mirror and how beautiful he looks, then that's another matter.
No doubt about that. The WBA has got the Cuban, of course, that beat Manny Pacquiao. I think they're a little upset that he beat Manny Pacquiao. They're making him jump through unusual hoops. It's just another more sanctioning body mishaps, and I'm a little upset with that. And of course, I've got a sanctioning body sponsor that I'm not afraid to criticize if need be. But the bottom line is the WBA, of course, they were in the crosshairs of the Association of Boxing Commissions for all their championships, this and that. Do you think those people will ever, like, resemble a proper business?
Boxing was not designed to be a proper business from the first fight to now. I mean, it's individual athletes, it's their promoters, it's the opportunities, all mixed up. So it's not a proper business.
Good point. And there's a bunch of subcontractors. Godfather, you and the Godmama have a good week. Give her my regards, without a doubt. And what are you doing this week?
I'm going to stay out of the gym where I work out once or twice a week, just to do more walking. I've been having more success at getting around and going up and down hills and such.
Well, that's wonderful. Kiss the Godmama. We'll talk soon, sir.
Happy Halloween.
The greatest, Larry Merchant, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.